Hey, babe. Yeah, thanks for making the time to talk. I know it sounded ominous, like we need to talk, but I didn't mean it that way. I wasn't sure how to bring it up. And it's something I've been thinking about for a while, and I didn't want to wait anymore. So that's why I texted. And, you know, sometimes it's better to just schedule these things. Could you sit down? No, sit closer. I don't want this to be weird. I mean, maybe too late for that, right? Honestly, it's nothing to be worried about. It's kind of about us. Okay, it's kind of a sex thing. But don't worry, I like it. The sex, I mean, it's good. It's really good. It's just that sometimes you seem a little bit distant, you know? And I don't mean that as a criticism. It's just that, well, you like going down on me, and you're very attentive and good with your hands, but we don't always do it the normal way. I mean, like, the regular missionary kind of way. Like, penis and vagina, whatever normal is. And that's fine. I mean, no criticism. I like what we do. I know that you don't always come, and I feel bad about that. And, well, I thought maybe it was condoms, or maybe you're just not that into me, or that into sex. But we get along so well, and I don't think that's it. And I really like you. I want us to work. I want sex to be really good for you, too. So, I was thinking, and I remembered that night that we had a little bit too much to drink at Erica's party. Remember? When we had to Uber home. And we got here, and I was very horny, and I pushed you up against the door when you were trying to open it. I was behind you and kissed your neck and then kind of thrust it into you a little. You know, like if I had a cock. And yeah, I was drunk, but I remember your reaction pretty clearly. And the noises you made, and the way that you just pushed back on me a little bit. And that moment, it was like fireworks. I just kept kissing you and thrusting into you. I think we were going at it for like a full minute, just on the street, like as if I was fucking you. Soft at first and then harder. I think you had to brace yourself against the door. And then once you got the key in the lock and we rushed inside, you looked at me with these big, vulnerable eyes, and I didn't want to break the moment, so I didn't say anything. And I took you to the bedroom and pushed you down on the bed, and I just set my hips against yours. And you made that noise again. Like I had just knocked all the air out of you. And then I kind of humped you like that for a while. And neither one of us said anything, and it was just this unspoken thing. It was perfect. And you rolled over and pulled me down and kissed me, and you were so hard, and Yeah, that was amazing. And then we woke up the next morning and we just never talked about it. And we just went back to our old sex life. And here's the thing. I liked that a lot. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I kept waiting for you to bring it up. And I don't want to wait anymore. I've been thinking about the things that I want and how much I like you and how cute you are. And those noises that you made, and I thought maybe you could let me take the lead for a while. Like I could fuck you. As if I had a cock, I mean. And, I mean, don't say anything yet. I think I'd like that. I think I'd like that a lot. Like, sometimes I watch porn of two guys having sex. You know girls like porn too. And I wonder what it'd be like if I had one. A dick. Well, a cock. I like cock better. I think all girls think about having one sometimes, but I think about it a lot. Like, what would happen if we both had one? You know, assuming everything else was the same. Would that be okay? Could you like that? Well, and then, like, what if mine was kind of big? Like, I like it when one's larger and the other one's a little smaller. It just looks so erotic. It's like there's no question who does the fucking. I know it's not always like that, but it's fun to fantasize about. I mean, I like all kinds of dicks. Honestly, I don't think there's enough dick appreciation in a general sense. But there's something about the really thick ones. They just look so heavy, you know? I like it when one is kind of like a cop. And the other one is cute. And the smaller ones, they just kind of flop around while they get fucked. You know, like with sissy porn or femboys. And no, I mean, I don't think either term is great. Like, definitely problematic. But I do think it's interesting how that genre has really exploded in the last few years, and all kinds of people like seeing cute guys getting fucked. Or girls. I guess it's hard to know sometimes. There's just something about their soft bodies and cute little dicks and how much they seem to love getting fucked. It just drives me crazy. And I know you've seen it, too. The porn, I mean. I kind of looked at your computer. Sorry. Yeah, I think we have similar tastes. I think that maybe we want the same thing. So, do you think you could be okay with that? If I had one? You have to be honest. It's okay if not. I could be really off base here, in which case just chalk this up to your girlfriend being weird and horny and it's no big deal, but yeah? You could like that? Oh god, me too. And you'd be okay if mine just happened to be like a couple inches bigger, right? Like, not too much bigger, but bigger. I mean, what then, right? Would you still take care of me? Would you still be the attentive boyfriend? That would be hot, right? Just knowing that your girlfriend has a thick cock. I mean, I'd be okay with a smaller one too, but I just think I'd look good with the big one. I think it would fit my whole look. Like, my hips are kind of broad and I'm sort of muscular. It'd be proportional, you know? Just a fat cock hanging between my legs. I think it would suit me. And, I mean, I'd be happy to share. You could put it in your mouth if you wanted to. Oh yeah, I'd be very generous. Would you do that for me? Yeah? Have you thought about it before? So you've thought about sucking cock? No, it's okay. I like the idea. Or at least, I like the idea of you sucking my cock. You like going down on me anyway, so it makes sense. This way you just have a little more to work with, you know? Like, okay, I have this fantasy, and we're watching a movie on this couch, and you lean over, and you kiss my neck, and you slide your hand into my pants, and I look at you suspiciously because I'm actually interested in the movie, and you just pull out my cock and start blowing me right there. Just real casual. Like, here's my girlfriend's cock, and I'm gonna give her a blowjob. Yeah. I think you'd like that too. I think you'd be really into blowjobs, actually. I'd bet you'd be kind of a slut for them. And I think about how soft your lips would feel, and how maybe you'd kiss it. Kind of like romantically, like a schoolgirl or something. And then again and again with a little more tongue. And I would just lean back and watch you make out with my cock. And just when I couldn't stand it anymore, you'd put it in your mouth and slide your tongue down my shaft and just blow me on the couch. Like, for 15 or 20 minutes, just bobbing your head up and down on it. And maybe you'd take a break sometimes and, like, jerk it off a bit or lick your lips and look at me and then you'd go back to work. And eventually I'd come and you'd just smirk and wipe your mouth and tuck it back into my panties and give it a little pat. And we'd finish our movie. You'd like that too, right? Can you say that out loud? Can you say that you'd like to suck my cock? Yeah? Baby. Yeah. Well, the thing is, we could do it. I could get a prosthetic. And, you know, you can get them neurally integrated now. We could just do it like that for a while. I mean, we could do more than just blowjobs. I'd want to fuck you with it. Like, I really want to fuck you. I've been thinking about that too for a while now. Maybe I could be the top for a while. Like, exclusively? I mean, 100% of the time. Just so we could get used to it. Everything else would stay the same, but sex would just mean me fucking you. Even if we're on vacation, or camping, or visiting your folks. I'd be the big cock girlfriend, and you'd be the cute boyfriend that likes getting fucked. I think you might like that. It's okay to say yes. It's okay to say no, too, but... Yeah? Really? Oh my god, why did I even worry about this? We should have had this talk a long time ago. Fuck, we are gonna have so much sex. I'm gonna teach you to suck a cock and ride a cock, and you're gonna look so cute and fuckable. I mean, not that you don't already, but, you know, just saying. Okay, seriously, I doubt I'm the only person that's thought about fucking you like this. Your ass is kind of amazing. Like, my friends have commented on it. But they don't even know the half of it, really. You're just so smooth and it's, like, kind of big in a good way. Like when you wear those sweatpants. I know when most girls talk about sweatpants, they're talking about, like, dick outlines. But I just think about sliding up behind you and pressing a cock against your ass. And then fucking you right there. So yeah, that's probably why I tried to pound you against the front door. Baby, I want this. I mean, I really want this. I think we're a good fit for each other. And, okay, I have an idea. Can you, turn around? Put your ass up in the air a little bit. Yeah, just get on your knees like that. No, just like that. It's okay. Like this. I just want to get the feel of this. And let's slide these down. No, keep the briefs. They're fine. Fuck, I should buy you cuter underwear. Okay, come here. And there. Fuck. Just like that. Do you like that? Do you like how our hips fit together? Yeah. You know, sometimes I think this makes more sense. I mean, my hips are bigger and yours just kind of fit against them. Like puzzle pieces. How does it feel? Yeah? Oh. Yeah. It's a cock. Kinda. It's called a packer. It's like this soft prosthetic you wear around to see how it feels. It is one of the larger sizes, though. I've been experimenting with having a bulge. I don't know, for a couple weeks now, on and off. It's been fun. The pressure's nice, right? Do you like it? Yeah? Do you like feeling my cock? Do you like spreading your legs for your girlfriend? Baby, you do like this. It's a nice tent you've got there. No, no, don't touch it. Don't touch your dick. Just get used to me. Get used to how we fit together. Get used to the weight of your girlfriend on top of you, thrusting into you. Yeah, like that. Just relax. Yeah. Yes, baby. Just like that. Okay. I'm gonna go a little harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, this is what it's gonna be like. I am going to fuck you all the time. Just like this. Also in the bedroom. Other places. Fuck, I wish I'd picked up one of those fancy prosthetics already. But this works for now. Could you arch a little bit more? Just like that. You look good. You look really good. There we go. Baby, you have such a perfect ass. I think it was made for this. If it wasn't for this part here, people might think it was a girl's. Fuck, baby, this feels good. Yes. Harder. Do you like it? Maybe you could even learn to come like this. I've seen people do that. We could figure it out. Honestly, I want that. I want to make you happy, and I want to be able to hold you down and fuck you and make you come without even touching yourself. Oh, it's like the hottest thing in the world to me. You wouldn't even have to get hard. Like, I'd just take care of everything. I could just fuck you and you could hold me and you could just come whenever you felt like it. Would you like that too? Yeah. Fuck. Okay. You know, I think we'll have to practice a lot, if that's okay. Yeah? Fuck, yes. Oh, yes, baby. Just keep rocking back into me. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you so hard. I'm gonna pound you every night. I'm gonna make you ride my cock and watch your cute little dick just bounce as you take it. God, yeah, don't stop. Oh, I have so many fantasies about it. Like, I could wear a really short skirt and just pull you into the bathroom at a party. Hike it up and let you service me. Or we could go parking somewhere like teenagers and I could just fuck you in the back seat. Sometimes I think about just holding you down and spreading your legs and resting my thick cock on this cute little dick. Letting you feel how hard and heavy I am. Oh, I think about that image a lot. I think about the way you'd look down at my cock teasing you. And you'd reach down and stroke it and feel how big it is and how much I want you. And then look back up at me with those fuck me eyes. And then I'd just gently press the tip against you and fuck, yeah. Oh God, yeah. No, I'm actually kind of close. Baby, I want to fuck you so much. I want to get good at it. I want to be able to give you a look from across the room and make you blush. I want you to fucking dream about my cock. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I want... Fuck, don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, this feels good to grind against you. Oh, my God, I can't even believe it. Oh, feels the real thing. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, yeah, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, God, I wanna fuck you, baby. Oh, I wanna fuck your tight ass. Baby. Fuck. Oh my God. I haven't come from just grinding like that in so long. Oh my God, that was so intense. No, just lay here with me. Come here. I want to kiss you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, that was great, and maybe I got a little carried away, but I did mean every word of it. Well, I know you don't have a little dick, and I didn't mean that in a cruel way. You have a nice one. I just like to think about having a bigger one. You know, for reasons that should make sense now. Looks like you're still horny. That's kind of a nice image. Give me a minute. So, there's one more thing. Well, when I get one of those fancy prosthetics, that would be really great, but I also, like, really like cum. You know, like the real kind. And I'd love to be able to cum in your mouth. Or maybe other places. Like, what if I could cum here? Or in here? That would be fun, right? And, well, yeah, I've thought about it for a while now, and my insurance is pretty good, so how would you feel about gene mods? Yeah. Yeah, the real deal, like an actual cock. Plus, you know, balls. All of it. Not just prosthetic. Maybe I could talk you into it.